91.3 KXEI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to their radio station. We sit for a while and chat about what they're working on in school. I ask them a little bit about their future plans, and we even talk about music. Joining me today is Kara Springhauer. So, what do you do down at the U of A?
So, I am double majoring in biochemistry and molecular and cellular biology, and I am getting a minor in math. And I work in Jacob Short's lab, an RNA lab. We're currently studying a group of proteins called the FET proteins that are involved in ALS, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I'm studying the RNA binding protein FUS, which is part of the FET protein family. So usually this is a nuclear protein, which means it's like in the brain of the cell in the nucleus. But when there's mutations inside of it, it will mislocalize into the cytoplasm of the cell, which is like outside of the brain. It's the whole rest of the cell.
So it goes out into the fringe.
Yes, it goes out into the fringe. And so that can cause a lot of problems. It forms these polymers. Those polymers gather a lot of stuff into them. For example, they recruit RNA-Pol2 and other transcription factors like H and RNP. If there's a new RNA, they will go and kind of attach to it. And then they recruit in the transcription factors. So they're like, hey, party over here, let's transcribe this.
Uh-huh.
And we're actually kind of discovering a new mechanism for transcription. That's what our new paper that we're, it's in review right now. But that's kind of what we're bringing up. Before, we thought that RNA-Pol2s just kind of sat along RNAs and waited. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but they just sat along there and then they would go at some point in time.
Like they were hitchhiking.
They're just kind of there all the time. You know, they go when they need to. But we're seeing that the FUS forms these droplets around the RNA and causes a bunch of RNA-Pol2s to just come. So they're called transcription bursts.
Oh, weird.
It's really interesting how it just pulls them all in and then it can dissociate. And when it dissociates, then the RNA-Pol2 leaves again. So the transcription can stop. So we're thinking that they're very important for causing this transcription to occur.
You're trying to figure out how to make it disassociate.
We need to know, since like there's the mutations that cause the ALS, maybe we can see if it's mutated, does it hold together more strongly or more loosely? So maybe like the drops aren't forming at all, or maybe they're forming and they won't let go. So since it's bad because they're not forming the drops when they should, and then they're also in the wrong spot. They were supposed to be in the nucleus, now they're in the cytoplasm.
Uh-huh.
So that's not good.
Right. And so with something like ALS, there's so many unanswered questions. And
yes,
you're out there not only trying to find answers to questions, but coming up with new questions.
Yes, exactly. I'm really trying to understand how this protein works and how different things affect the way it behaves. There is a whole lot that we don't know. Really just trying to figure out all we can about this protein.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I am going to go get my PhD, I think, in biochemistry, maybe. I'm thinking about that right now. Mm-hmm. I am really interested in astronomy and physics right now, which is awesome, but I also love biochemistry, so they're very different. Right now I'm thinking, since I have my undergrad in biochemistry, it's probably best to stay with that because I'm definitely prepared for grad school, but my interests are definitely diverging.
Yeah.
So
you're also interested in the big, big, big picture.
Yeah, I'm interested in the smallest, absolute smallest, and the absolute biggest. So I'm thinking I'm just going to stay in academia. I'm going to get my PhD, and I'm just going to teach people, and I'm going to learn things, like, till I die. That's just what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's what we're all doing, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
In our own ways. Do you ever listen to music?
Yep, I love music.
Oh, well, what do you love?
I like a lot of different music. It really just depends on my mood. Sometimes I like really sad songs, and sometimes I like really happy songs. I will, like, if I like a song, I will listen to it on repeat over and over and over again until I just can't listen to it anymore, and
yeah,
then I switch songs.
If you like the song, don't hold back.
No, I do not.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.